Police interrogation videos reveal new details about a fatal vehicle pedestrian accident involving Attorney General Jason Roundsburg. Governor Kristi Noem has asked Roundsburg to resign, and the Attorney General faces impeachment articles in the legislature. The State Department of Public Safety released the videos that show investigators interrogating Roundsburg twice for a total of about 3 hours. Investigators from North Dakota conducted the interviews. Last September, Roundsburg was driving home at night from a political event when his car struck and killed Joe Beaver. Beaver was walking on the shoulder of a highway near Highmore. Throughout the interviews, Roundsburg maintained he did not know what he hit until he returned to the scene the next morning and found the body. He says he assumed he had hit a deer. The investigators told Roundsburg that Beaver's face went through the windshield. They said Beaver's glasses were found inside Roundsburg's car.
We know that his face came through your windshield. We know that. We already talked about that. That's, I would think, substantially clear that that's what happened. We also have the imprint on the hood where his body, well, at least part of his body, likely was riding. At some point in time, he rolls off, takes out the mirror, and slides into the ditch. I want you to be really honest right now. I never saw him.
Investigators told Roundsburg that Beaver's body was lying only a couple of feet from the edge of the road. A flashlight Beaver carried was still on, even when investigators found it later, they said. Roundsburg repeated many times that he never saw the body that night. Roundsburg also denied being distracted by his smartphone. But the investigators showed him data indicating he was on his phone looking at news articles and blog posts until about a minute before the crash.
So when we look at that, our concern is everything that we're seeing here is appearing that you were on your phone reading political stuff at the time.
But I just wasn't. I set it down.
A spokesman for Roundsburg said the Attorney General does not intend to resign. Roundsburg is charged with three misdemeanors: careless driving, driving out of his lane, and operating a motor vehicle while on his phone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.